Good afternoon, I'm Eddie Summerfield with Tuesday's afternoon Wide World of Sports update. Nathan Murphy has expressed his relief the decision to retire was taken out of his hands. The Collingwood Premiership winner met with the AFL's medical board on the weekend and has been medically retired after suffering a series of concussions. The 24-year-old says ultimately the decision was taken out of his hands.
I'm definitely accepting. These guys are the professional in this space, and there's so much unknown in this area that you just really have to trust the professionals. And I think I'm really guided by their decision and really happy that they've made this decision.
St Kilda is expecting to be without Max King for Thursday night's crunch clash with the Western Bulldogs. The star forward trained lightly this morning and is racing the clock to return from a knee injury, while Western Bulldogs coach Luke Beveridge believes his side can still win the premiership this year. Beveridge has been under pressure after leaving senior players out of his side in favour of youth. He says the selection policy hasn't been a list rebuild.
We're in the process of doing everything we can to re-emerge. The rebuilding term is a myth. You cannot rebuild in our code, in our competition, with the constraints that exist, with the draft and the salary cap. You can't do it.
The 2024 Rugby League State of Origin series has been launched at the MCG, 50 days out from the series opener. Game 2 will be staged in Melbourne, 30 years on from the first Origin fixture at the G. New Blues coach Michael Maguire says he wants to build a team that the state of New South Wales can be proud of.
The one thing I've probably got from New South Wales is just the grit and the people. We want to make sure that, and this is from the playing group themselves, that we build a tough team. We've got to earn the right to be able to do that.
Penrith fullback Dylan Edwards will be watching his opposite number closely this weekend. Tigers number one Jareem Buller will be looking to recreate last year's shock upset when the clubs do battle in Bathurst on Saturday. Edwards says he's been impressed by the 22-year-old.
He glides around the field and he's heavy in support, and that's something I admire. It takes a lot of effort to support every play, and he does that really well. I think the way he links and attackers as well, he moves really well for a fullback. Defensively, his position is pretty good as well.
While superstar halfback Nathan Cleary won't be making his return as he continues to recover from a hamstring injury. Rory McIlroy is rumoured to be considering an $850 million US dollar defection to LIV Golf. Sticking with golf, and former Tour pro Mark Allen believes Australian Cameron Smith still has what it takes to win another major. The mullet man hasn't taken out a major since defecting to the LIV Tour in 2022, but did record an equal sixth placing at the Masters. Allen says Smith will be in the mix for a while to come.
He's still got some time left, and I reckon he'll win a Masters. The course suits him, unless, of course, Ludwig Åberg just starts going the way we think he's going to go.
Former Gold Coast Suns-listed player Patrick Murtagh has been signed by the Jacksonville Jaguars. The 24-year-old joins a growing list of non-punting Australians in the NFL. Murtagh earlier this week telling 3AW he's well-suited as tight end.
I'm sitting at 6'6", just over 250 pounds now, so in terms of height and weight, I suit that role quite nicely. And for my background as well, being involved in a lot of ball sports, AFL especially, the hand-eye coordination and it requires a lot of marking.
And Kelly Slater's time as a full-time competitor on the World Surf Tour has come to an end. The 52-year-old surfing great has been knocked out in the round of 32 at the Margaret River Pro. He says there might be another chapter left in his career yet.
I've had a fight with this wave my whole career. So it's not necessarily the wave I want to end on. I have put in for a wild card for Fiji, and we'll see how that goes.
I'm Eddie Summerfield, and that's the latest from the Wide World of Sports team.